You know, I really think the only thing that's better than wrapping up the workday with this show right here, the only thing that's better than that is wrapping up the work week with this show right here. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Talk Back Jackson Sports, brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store. Tom Knudsen standing by. We're going to talk with him in about 30 minutes with the outdoor report from Knudsen's. Brought to you by Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins. I've been doing those workouts for 3 weeks now. My friends, they're no joke. That's serious stuff that's happening there out in Spring Arbor. 5 o'clock hour, brought to you by my buds. Bud Light, Mick Ultra. It's the weekend time. Celebrate with some buds, right? And speaking of which, let's head to the sports line because it's time to get to my favorite segment of the entire week. Even though we've been pummeled all year long, we welcome Drew to the show. Hey, Drew.
Mark Daly, happy Good Friday, my
happy
friend.
Happy Friday to you.
Oh, I'm so happy. I need it so bad. God, I need it.
You know, it's almost like you got a prescription for a Friday, and you're like, oh, yes, I've been needing that. Yeah.
Medicated. Well, not yet. Not yet. Don't take that the wrong way. Not yet.
Whatever cures your ailments, I'm in support of.
That's right.
Right?
That's
right. All right, man. So, well, we already did the run-through of last week yesterday, and we did our pick yesterday for the Thursday night game. Steelers and the Vikings. And I've got
Starting off on fire.
Well, before we just recap that real quick, I have some logic for you. And okay. Let me know if my logic works. This might be more of around a campfire type of logic, but let me know if this works, okay? So, Lions beat the Vikings, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Vikings then beat the Steelers, right?
Yes.
That makes the Steelers the worst game in the NFL. Worst team in the NFL, right?
Are you going home tonight still?
Yes, I am.
That's not going to work out too good for you.
All right. So here's the thing that
you're right though. You're right.
So I'm not saying. I'm just saying you're a lifetime Lions fan, right?
Unfortunately.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Me too. Yep. But when you watch a Lions game, at what point do you get up and say, "I'm done. I'm walking away"?
As soon as the game's over.
Exactly.
That's what stinks about our Lions. They make you watch every single minute.
And I've known more than just one Steelers fan, right? And these Steelers fan, and I was at Heinz Field. I saw it firsthand. As soon as the Steelers kind of get this little stinky note going about their team, they're like, "Oh, we got to trade Claypool. We got to get rid of Claypool. Oh, Ben, he's out there with a walker." First quarter, they scored twice already. I'm done. I'm out.
Well, they have a totally different logic, though. I mean, when you think about it, all these years they've had good, not every year, obviously, but they've always had a chance to at least be good. So to them, they get a losing season, some losing games. They're done with it. For us, it's just like a prayer each week. Come on, God, give us something. give me a nugget this week. Give me something to hope for the future, you know? So I guess, not that I could understand it, because, you know, but I guess I kind of could get it a little bit.
I guess as a Lions fan, we've learned that, especially during the Stafford era, there's always hope, right?
There's always hope to be disappointed.
It's so close, but yet so what era, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So we just hang till the very end. We're diehard fans, and we're going to complain up and down all day Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday about our team. But we're there every single minute, the entire time. All right. Anyway.
Who's got the problem, them or us?
Well, I usually have some buds with me while I'm watching the game, too. Well, so that's a good thing.
You just mean like friends sitting on the couch?
That too, yeah. And a dog on my lap. And I got a message in, Facebook message in during our conversation about the Steelers. Yep, burning all my gear at the lake with lighter fluid right now.
Nice.
I know, right? That's...
You never hear a Lions fan say that.
No, no.
We just don't buy it just in case. We wait until it goes on sale after the season.
And they hold on to their stuff, too. I swear, if you go to a Lions game, I promise you, if you look hard enough, you're going to see someone wearing an Eric Hipple jersey. I promise you. They hold on to their stuff.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. There's no doubt. Well, like I said, you don't want to spend too much because you know the next season you're going to be disappointed again. So
yeah.
I really need that new Lions sweatshirt for Christmas. Well, you may pick a college team around here you may like. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, there's a few good ones around.
You know, there's no doubt.
Hey, do we want to get to our picks?
I'm ready whenever you are, Mark. I just call in and chat. Whatever you want to do, man. We could talk about something totally different if you like.
No, let's. Well, I mean, we got the eight ball sitting here. It's patiently waiting to kick our butt, so we might as well.
I'm sure it's shaking. Just can't wait to get its pick in on us again, huh?
All right. Let's go. Saints at the 5-7 Saints at the 3-9 Jets. Saints favored to win this one by 5. Who goes first today, me or you? Do you remember?
I don't remember. If you'd like to, you can. Mark.
I'll take it, buddy. So I'm going to keep it simple and quick on this one because I honestly don't know that much about the Jets. I do know that when they talk about them in the highlights, they don't speak too highly of them. Saints 5-7, typically not what we expect from the Saints. I think their quarterback, Hill, he's got like a little hand thing still going on, but he's playing from what I understand. So, Jets stink. Saints, let's just say they've got one less fly in their turd. So, I'm going to go with the Saints.
Yeah, I think probably of that, just like me, and I'm sure you're probably about the same, probably more of a historical pick than it is really what's going on. But at the same time, you're right. We got 3-9. But, obviously the Saints, Drew Brees, years, so good.
Right.
Still, though, that they're at quarterback that helped good, although he did throw four picks last week against Cowboys. But, Jets,
though,
like the Lions, rebuilding like always.
Yeah.
And, I'm looking for a bounce back from Tyson. So,
okay.
New Orleans, I'll take the Saints.
Going with the Saints.
Yeah,
right.
Give me some jambalaya.
I had some jambalaya one north last night. That was really good.
Is there good?
That's good.
My wife will tell you, I'm a huge jambalaya fan. At a real place that makes it right. Oh.
Yeah, a little just on the edge of spicy, little tri-meat thing going on there with the shrimp chicken. And so, it was good.
Oh, yeah, the andouille gives it that little heat. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Sure. Anyway, let's get back on point. Magic Game.
We're not switching to a cookie shell just like that?
Well, I mean, we could. I'd be all about that. But Magic 8 Ball, will the Saints win with the spread? Come on. What's he saying? I can't read it there. He says yes. So we're across the board with the Saints on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Up next, we've got. I didn't even give you guys.
Were you referring to 8-ball?
Yeah, I did. I mean.
Okay, I was just making sure.
I guess I don't. I mean.
That's been a topic of conversation this year, so I wasn't sure if you were finally proclaiming it a mail or is that just because we're losing or. Yeah, I'm not sure where you're going with that.
I don't know what the pronoun is. It just kind of naturally came out. So,
okay, fair enough.
I don't know.
People talk about cars. They say hers. I guess 8-balls are his. Whatever.
That's what we're going with.
I'm down.
All right. Mr. 8. All right. Falcons, 5-7. At Panthers, 5-7. Panthers have the edge by 2.5 on Sunday at 1. What say you?
And we have Cam Newton, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Cam Newton, McCaffrey, I think he's out for the season.
Okay.
But as bad as the Falcons have been, I still like the Panthers. I think at home, Ryan, their offense has been weak. Defense, about as bad. So, actually, the Panthers, though, they actually rank second in the league in total defense. So, I don't see Matt Ryan having a pick-me-up game this week. So, give me the Panthers.
Going with the Panthers. Kind of the same thing I'm feeling. Cam Newton, this is what, second or third game? I think it's second, isn't it?
Second game back,
somewhere in there. I think he'll be a little more comfortable this week, and I think they're just happy to have him back. So I'm just going with the Panthers. It's kind of a coin toss on this one because they're really close. But it's home. It's the Panthers. And I'll go with the Panthers on this one, too.
I think the defense can be the difference in this one. I mean, Like I said, Panthers really good. I mean, there's no doubt theirs is good. Atlanta's okay. I just don't see Atlanta putting up tough points.
All right. Magic 8-ball. Will the Panthers win with the spread? Waiting for it. It's on the line right now. Got to give it a little shake, a little tap. It's still, wow, it's a little, give it more of a shake. It does not want to make a decision. There we go. You may rely on it.
I say if you have to, just beat it into submission, Mark.
I could do that.
If you have to.
I could do that.
If you have to or if you want to at this point. Whatever.
I'd have to go get the Ouija board.
Oh, we're not.
I don't have another one of those. All right.
We're not ready.
Seahawks, 4-8. This is the barn burner of the week right here. Seahawks, 4-8.
Underperforming Seahawks.
4-8 at Texans, 2-10.
Oh, yeah. A lot of. I'll be on the edge of my seat for this one.
Seahawks favored to win by 7.5. So that was, it was me, you, me. Okay. I was waiting patiently. I'm going with the Seahawks on this one. I think the guy's back. He's a little more healthy now because he had the hand injury, but I think he's back. I think he's going to be okay. Texans are just that little half step better than the Lions right now, which isn't that
barely
great. So, I think the Seahawks is the reason why they got the 7.5 spread on that one.
Yeah, there again, Russell Wilson healthy. Their defense ranked 10th total defense. So I think Texans are pretty much a dumpster fire. So yeah, I'll take Seattle.
Dumpster fire. All right,
well,
I like it.
I don't think, like you said. I mean, I'll put them right. I'd like to see the Lions head to head with them right now. I think it'd be a good game.
All right,
it's just sad.
Let's consult the expert. And Magic 8-Ball. Well, Seattle. Well, the Seahawks win with the spread. You don't see anybody else on the planet going out on a limb like you and I, man. So
yeah, I tell you.
Yeah. It said yes. It said yes. It's going with the Seahawks. So we're across the board so far.
Yep.
All right. Raiders, 6-6. At Chiefs, 8-4. Chiefs, they're favored by 9.5.
Well, I think the Kansas City, they're 6-13-1 against the spread their last 20. Mahomes and the Chiefs, I definitely think they've been playing better ball the second half of the season. I mean, obviously shaky at the start. And also they did beat up on the Raiders a couple weeks ago. It was 41-14. So at KC, I don't see it getting any easier for the Raiders. So you got to go with Mahomes and the Chiefs.
All right, got you down for the Chiefs. I saw that where that one was going early. Now, a few weeks ago, The Raiders were dealing with some stuff in their locker room, and I think they've kind of turned that around a little bit since then.
Mm-hmm. They have.
I think if they played that game again in Las Vegas, it'd be a much different game. But they're not. They're playing it in Kansas City. Mahomes has been a little shaky this year. He hasn't been the Mahomes that we all know and love. Maybe love's a little harsh. A little too,
well,
too strong.
It doesn't sound that way.
But,
Mark, tell us how you feel. It's fine.
So, he's not having the year that we're used to him saying, he's not having the year that we're used to. But Chiefs still going to come out with the win on this one. So I'm going with the Chiefs over the Raiders. I think it's going to be a good game.
9.5 is huge.
Yeah.
I struggled with that one a little bit. I'm not going to lie. It's a lot of points.
All right, so Magic 8-Ball. Let's see if the Magic 8-Ball struggles. Magic 8-Ball, will the Chiefs win with the spread? Ball's turned over. It's on the edge. We got a decision. It says you may rely on it. We are being conservative across the board. We're going to have to.
What is going on?
I don't know, man.
We'll never catch it if it follows us every time.
I think that's what he – you want me to let him pick first?
I say pick it. Let him pick the next game.
All right. So, Ravens, 8-4 at the Browns, 6-6. Browns, they're picked to win this one by 2.5.
I know. They were playing some good ball early, too, and then, I don't know, Mayfield, he kind of just throws the ball all over the place, and they've just been so inconsistent.
Yeah, but, I mean, the Ravens gave up they gave up a win to the Steelers. The Steelers beat them last week.
That's not saying much.
And that's wow, and another last seconder. So, Magic 8-Ball. Well, the Browns win with the spread. Make the 8-Ball go first this time. It's going to give us one of those I'm not going to give you decisions.
Oh, you know it's going to be all tipsy-turvy.
Oh, it says yes, definitely.
Wow.
It said yes, definitely. I know. All right, so we're gonna put the Browns down there. All right. I think this is yours next.
Well, you know what? To be honest with you, I originally had the Browns down, but I'm gonna go against that eight ball this time. Sure, it's all knowing, all speaking, all wise. But because really, the Ravens have won. They did win the last meeting in Baltimore by 6. Lamar Jackson's been a little inconsistent. I think Mayfield likes to throw it around a little bit more. So,
right.
I had some other points I was going to say about why the Browns were going to win. But since I'm switching my pick, I'm just going to say we're going with the Ravens.
I'm leaning towards Ravens too. I think Browns are kind of like on that backward slide right now. I think the Ravens feel like they've got something to prove after they lost to the Steelers last week. So I think they're going to come out ready to put a whooping on somebody. And I think it's going to be the Browns. So I'm going with the Ravens also.
All right. So you're originally planning on taking the Ravens either way?
Yeah, I was going to take the Ravens from the start.
All right. I say, you want to roll the eight ball again?
We'll roll the eight ball in the next pick.
It's up to you. Like I said, we can go first in the eight ball. I mean, I don't mind switching up a little bit to try and change our luck.
All right. Eight ball, then I'll go. All right. So the next one is Cowboys 8-4 at Washington 6-6. Cowboys are picked to win this by 4. Magic eight ball. Will the Cowboys win with the spread? It went right to a decision that time and said most likely. So it's going with the Cowboys.
All right.
Am
I up or you?
I'm up. I'm kind of thinking the Cowboys are going to win this one anyway. I just think they've got too many weapons. Washington sitting there as a 500 team. I saw this the first time, and I'm thinking only a 4-point spread. I thought the Cowboys would probably going to be able to put up a few more than 4 on Washington. So I'm going with and it pains me to do this because I always call the Cowboys the Ohio State of the NFL.
You're going to talk about America's team like that?
I hate the Cowboys. So
who doesn't?
Yeah. So I'm even though I'm picking them, I guess I wouldn't be I guess I would. It wouldn't hurt my feelings that bad if they actually still lost this game. So, anyway, going with the Cowboys.
Well, the Washington football team is kind of riding. You know, they got a 4-game winning streak right now.
Yeah,
and I think Cowboys have been disappointing. They started off great. As soon as Dak came back, and it looked like all of a sudden they were going to be great. Unfortunately, Washington's defense isn't great, so he'll probably have a little bit of a field day at Washington, though. Give me the football team.
Going with Washington.
I am.
All right. Trying to get some separation between not only the eight ball, but
in all honesty, that was my plan before the pick.
All right. Gotcha.
Yep.
All right, Magic Eight Ball. You got the Jaguars sitting there at 10-2 at Tennessee Titans sitting there 8-4. Tennessee picked to win this one by 8.5. Magic Eight Ball, Tennessee gonna win with the spread. It's going right to decision time. It is decidedly so.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So it's going with the Titans. This is your pick, sir.
Well, Jacksonville's 5-11 against the spread in the last 16. I think Vrabel's been doing a lot of good things. Titans linebacker Zach Cunningham is a game changer. Give me the Titans at home.
Yeah, I'm going with the Titans, too. The Jags are just dead. They're just too bad.
They are bad.
They're really bad.
Just not a lot of good things to say about them, so that's why I kept it short and sweet.
I'd like to see the Jags play the Lions at some point.
Who wouldn't?
You know, I'd like to see Tim.
Okay, who wouldn't except for the rest of the country? When I'd turn off if I wasn't from Detroit, that's for sure.
On to the 4 o'clock games where we have the Giants sitting there at 4-8. They'll be at the Chargers sitting there 7-5. Chargers. They've got a 10-point spread on this one. Magic 8-ball, will the Chargers win with the spread? And, I got to put it here for the camera because I forgot to hit the little merge button so we can see it. All right, there's the answer. And the Magic 8-ball says, signs point to yes. So it's going with the Chargers on this one. And that's kind of where I was going, too. I mean, the Giants are just, they're not good either.
No, they're not.
Which is bad for New York. I mean, here we are sitting, you know, on the suburbs of Detroit, and we just have one bad team. They've got two.
Got it. They're beat up. They're beat up right now too. They're, you know, that Dan Jones is injured. I don't think he's going to play. He might.
Uh-huh.
I know Saquon Barkley, Mike Glennon, Thursday's practice. They barely, I guess, they had a few snaps, but there's just so many injuries. I just think the Chargers, Justin Herbert's going to light them up. So
yeah, he's impressive. Yeah. I didn't like the Chargers back when Phil What's-His-Face was there.
When what now?
Well, gosh, why am I brain farting on their last quarterback?
Rivers, yes.
I hated him.
You know what the funny thing is? When you think about what they got rid of, they had Drew Brees.
Drew Brees,
and basically, you know, brought in Rivers there and decided that they had their quarterback of the future. Well, they kind of screwed up on that one a touch,
yeah,
didn't they?
I think they did. So, but yeah, the guy they have now is a stud. So they're kind of rolling a little bit, going with the Chargers.
Yep.
All right. Next pick, Lions, 110-1 at the Broncos, 6-6. Broncos picked to win this one by 8.5. Magic 8-ball. Will the Broncos win with the spread? Right to it. It says yes. Right to it without hesitation. Going with the Broncos. You know, I don't think Detroit's going to win this game. I don't. And up until I read some stuff earlier today, I was all set and ready to put the Lions down, knowing they were going to lose, but they've been so good against the spread this year. They're one of the better teams against the spread. You wouldn't know that by looking at their record. But it's like half the team was out with the flu all week long. And they're still not going to have Swift back. So they're coming in a little beat up and kind of half sick. You know, they've got – I say they're going to have the C.J. Stroud excuse of the flu. So I'm going with the Broncos all-out win.
I am as well. Everything you just said. They're sick. They're not good. They did have a nice win, so, I mean, they're probably maybe riding that little for a little bit. But, like I said, Broncos not great. Decent. Lions not good and just not good. So I don't think 8.5 is enough for the Lions to be able to do it, so I'll take the Broncos.
Next game, 49ers sitting there 6-6 at the Bengals. They're 7-5. 49ers have the 1.5-point spread favor on this on the road at the Bengals. Magic 8-ball. Will the Niners win with the spread? Ask again later. You know, I was just thinking. I was just thinking that the 8-ball hasn't made us do that yet. So
it was due.
Will the 49ers win with the spread? Let's see what it says this time. Oh, gave us a little long answer. Signs point to yes. So the 8-ball is going with the Niners. Your pick, sir.
Well, Bengals, I think, are actually playing some decent football here and there. I mean, I can't say that anybody in the NFL has really been that great to me this year. I mean, there's been some good games, and certain teams have looked good at certain points, just like the Bengals did when they beat up on the Browns there a few weeks back. Or wait, no, the Browns beat up on the Bengals, didn't they? So, I don't know. Cincinnati's 1-4 against the spread, but I just don't feel the 49ers are going to go in there and win, so I'm taking the Bengals. I don't know. I just have a certain feeling about it. That's the only real backup I have on that one.
Taking the Bengal Tigers. Is that redundant?
Pretty much. I mean, not for any real reason other than I don't know. The 49ers haven't really impressed me. Bengals have looked really good at times, I thought. So, rolling the Bengals.
Same thing. I mean, I could repeat everything you just said, but I'm not. I kind of like the uniforms. They play in a cool stadium. It's pretty awesome view when you drive by it on 75. Going with the Bengals.
Cool.
Yeah. There.
Yep.
That was a total non-football answer.
It was.
So,
but we like their uniforms and their quarterback's cute.
I said their stadium's cool.
Right, I know.
Bills, 7-5. Oh, this is going to be a good one. Bills, 7-5 at Buccaneers, 9-3. Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, they only have a 3-point spread on this one. I mean, the Bills are pretty stout.
They're actually a solid team. Josh Allen's improving. I mean, they're definitely a solid team. They're not the Bills we're used to, at least not since what's his name? Jim.
Jim Kelly.
Thank you.
Glad I could help you.
I appreciate that.
Magic eight ball. Well, Tom Brady and the Buccaneers win with the spread. My other second favorite team. My reply is no. Wow. The Magic eight ball is going with the Bills on this one.
Well, if the Bills get some pressure on Brady, you know, he doesn't perform right. That well.
Well, I'm going with the Bucks. With the Bucks on this one. I'm kind of leaning towards my second favorite team anyway, but this just kind of gives me a good opportunity to have a good pick, what I feel is a good pick, up against the Magic 8-Ball. So I'm going with the Buccaneers on this one. I think people just thought that the Bucks would come out and have an undefeated season this year. So they're sitting there with three losses, and they're like, what's wrong with the Bucks? Bucks are still a pretty solid team. So I'm going with
them. They
are. Yeah. Bucks.
Well, didn't they have four or five losses last year and still made it to the Super Bowl and won the Super Bowl? So, I mean, obviously, you know, then that was early on. It takes a little while, especially after you win the Super Bowl. I mean, look back in the history of the teams that don't make it back. So I'm not saying they're not. I think that the Buccaneers are a solid team, and I'm going with the Buccaneers as well.
All right.
But I did want to ask you, was your second team 3 years ago the New England Patriots?
It was. Totally was.
Absolutely. I can't imagine why. I'm just throwing that out there.
Was it yours?
In all honesty, it was mine too.
All right. So on the Bucks, are they? I mean, I kind of still like the New England Patriots.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're fun to watch. Belichick's just a phenomenal coach. I mean, he's making lemons right now with his lemonade. He's doing awesome with it. He's making lemonade with his lemons. I stopped that. Reverse it.
What did you say the first time?
He's making lemons from his lemonade is what I said.
Oh, now that would be impressive.
Yeah.
Well, he might be that good.
Well, we didn't have them on the – Patriots must be off this week. They weren't on the list.
Must be.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, didn't they play during the week or something? I'm trying to remember. They must have the bye week because they played Sunday night, didn't they? Again, or Monday night.
I think it was Monday. I'd have to go back and look. I don't know.
It was them in Buffalo, I think.
On to the Bears. 4-8 at the Green Bay Football Packers in the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. Even though I don't think it's going to be that frozen this weekend.
It's definitely not.
Packers are picked to win this one by 12.5. Magic 8-Ball. Will the Packers, Aaron Rodgers, and all his winitude, will they win this with the spread? Come on, it's on the line. It almost made a decision, then flopped back to the line. Here we go. We got it. We did ample shaking. Outlook good. Outlook good. So he's going with the Pack.
Mm-mm-mm. The Pack.
Going with the Pack.
The Pack, the man bun himself. The man bun cometh. The 12.5 is so many points.
It's a lot.
I mean, obviously, we know the Packers, Aaron Rodgers, way better than the Bears. Offensively, the Bears can't get out of their own way. Don't have a lot of confidence in the Bears. Gosh, I just don't. That's just 12.5 is so many points. You know what? Give me the Bears.
You're going to go with the Bears.
I am, and there again, for no logical reason, because looking at the two teams, Packers should beat them by 40.
Bears.
You know, I guess I just wanted to see. I want to see the Bears go in there and just do it. Just beat up on the Packers one time.
All right. So that is a lot of points. That is a lot of points. And I tell you what, if it were flip flopped and the Packers were at Soldier Field, and we still had the same spread, I would probably follow suit. But I'm not. I just think the Packers are just gonna run all up and down. It's going to be on the ground. It's going to be in the air. They're going to totally embarrass the Bears this weekend. That's what I'm going with. So I'm going with the – and it pains me, too, because I hate Green Bay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I took them enough this year. I'm laying off them. I'm going to take the Bears.
All right. So I got you down there as Dub Bears.
Well, plus, you know, like I said, I told you I was in Chicago last week. Everybody walking around. I felt like I was kind of part of the community for a little while. So. Not really.
Chicago's
no,
a nice place, man. That's fun.
What's that?
Did you go to the House of Blues?
We were by there. No, we didn't. Well, we had the kids. You know, we couldn't really go into. I mean, there wasn't really much happening at the House of Blues last weekend.
Right.
Yeah, okay. We didn't get to do that. We did go to Chinatown, though. That was pretty cool.
That is cool.
That was pretty neat.
All right. Next game.
There's some dim sum. And ding dang.
So the Bears Packers, that's the Sunday night game. The Monday night game is Rams sitting there at 8-4 at the Cardinals. Oh, that's gonna be a great game.
Now that's
game.
Football.
That's gonna be a great game. 10-2 Cardinals. Oh, the spread is 2.5. Magic 8-ball. Will the Cardinals win with the spread? It's on the line. Got a glare. We almost have a decision. I think we do. I think we do. It says, don't count on it. It's going with Matthew Stafford and the Rams.
Well, they looked good last week, finally.
Yeah, but I mean, what kind of which Matthew Stafford is going to show up?
Oh, I think, you know, it's funny because let me rephrase that. He does play good sometimes in these bigger primetime games. Sometimes. So.
Yeah. I agree with that. I guess, I really want the Rams to win. I really do. And I want the Rams. I kind of like the Rams. I like Matthew Stafford. We had this conversation.
Real quick. So, in other words, you're saying you don't like the Lions if you want the Rams to win. Is that what you're saying right now?
I like the Lions, too.
You can't.
Why
not? It doesn't work that way.
What do you mean? Huh? I mean, because if the Lions were playing the Rams, I'd want the Lions to win.
Let's remember how this works. We gave Stafford to them. They gave us their pick. The worse they do, the better our pick is going to be. So if you're rooting for the Rams, you're actually rooting against your home team, Lions.
I know. I get the logic. Kind of like it's really close to the logic we started with the Steelers being the worst team in the NFL right now.
Well, this is actually different. This is factual. This actually does make a difference. I mean, really, if they can lose some more games, maybe we can get into that 20-ish to 25 range. They keep winning games, all of a sudden it's going to be in high 20s, and who knows where we'll finish and get in our
picks. We want the Rams to totally blow.
Everybody likes the Stafford and the Rams, but I'm sorry, to me as a Lions fan, as much as I hate admitting it, I am deep blue. I'm sorry, we need them to lose. We need Stafford to go down, and we need them to lose.
All right, so with that said, I concede your point. You're right.
Cardinals.
With that said, I mean, I'm going with the Cardinals. I was leaning towards the Rams, but since the 8-ball picked it, I'm switching my pick to the Cardinals just so I can try to gain some ground here.
Either way, I was going with the Cardinals. I like Kyler Murray. I think that offensively they're good. Defensively they're good. I think he's going to make Stafford his I think they're going to win. Okay. I like the Cardinals.
All right, so there it is. That's our picks.
I had to stop myself, keep it PG.
That was that's our picks for the week.
Yeah.
We'll have to see where we end up next week on this. I'll keep you informed of how things are going. But, man, it's – I don't know. I don't think we have enough different there to make to catch the 8-ball, but I feel like we're going to make some ground.
Well, we at least got to make some ground, especially there's only a few more weeks left.
So right.
Well,
I mean, we got bowl games that we're going to be throwing in there.
And then I mean, doesn't girls softball start up pretty soon? Or like, I don't know, is there highlight? Do we do highlight around here?
Unless it gets to the point where we just can't catch up and we have to concede, man, I'm going to be like Al Gore and I'm going to be counting hanging chads and everything until we finally beat the 8-ball. You know? So we'll find something.
I like that.
We'll find something. Well, if it's curling or what. We got basketball.
And bowling.
Bowling, you know. We'll figure something out.
We'll figure something out.
We could always pick professional wrestling. I don't care.
No, why not?
Right, yeah.
It's not fixed. That's all real.
Well, I mean, we don't know what the outcome's going to be, do we? No.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Right. I mean, unless you have, like, you know, Roddy Ryder Piper against, you know, John Smith. You know, we all know how that goes down.
You said John Smith because you didn't see John Cena.
Well, that's different.
See what I did there? See what I did there?
I saw what you did.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Way to jump over there.
All right, man. As always, appreciate what you bring to the show. It's always a lot of fun. And looking forward to seeing where we end up next week. I feel good about this. I'm feeling good.
Yeah. Are you?
Positive. Yeah.
I am. Keep the positivity, baby. We're going to need it.
All right. All right, Drew. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. See you, Mark.
This is Talk Back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Let's do dinner at Dollar.